and Darren.
Hello.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Welcome, everybody, to the Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. Here's my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
So,
I guess I need to go get some salt.
Yeah.
I got a big margarita party tonight.
I'm supposed to go to Chicago. In fact, I'm supposed to be there right now.
I've got to get to Philadelphia.
I've got a train to catch. Is Don on the phone? I'm mixing up... I'm mixing up Howard Cosell and Casey Kasem.
That's allowed. So what are you going to Chicago for?
The Chicago Ale Fest.
Oh.
At Navy Pier.
Oh.
Yes. Very, so very still, elegant.
Is that still happening?
Oh, yeah. No, Chicago's not going to have any problems.
Oh, okay, good.
But we are.
Oh, I got you.
So
So you're spending an extra day then, evening?
Well, I was supposed to be there right now. We were supposed to be interviewing the people at Goose Island. But then the people at Goose Island are like, we're a little overwhelmed right now. Could we do this another time?
What other time? What other time would there be?
Do you know how many breweries we've had on the show? Like, it's okay that you're overwhelmed, but also it's not that big of a deal.
Is Goose Island overwhelmed?
That's what I don't understand.
It's a big operation.
Yeah, like, really?
You're overwhelmed?
Well, I've been to 100 breweries.
I'll show you overwhelmed.
Maybe. Right?
And by the way, believe me, you'll be underwhelmed.
But that's it. So they have all these questions, and it's like, we want to say to them, like, listen, we're just a TV show that's on 10:35 on a Saturday night. Like,
maybe.
You don't have to get
we're on.
You don't have to get that worked up about it. You know, it's like, well, the first question they had was, well, can we take a look at the script?
It's not an...
I go,
script?
There's no script in.
You couldn't afford a writer.
Yeah, no, believe me. It'd make my job a lot easier, but no, there's no script.
Oh, you wouldn't stick to the script.
No.
I can.
No. That's my training in improvisation, don't you know? That's how I roll.
Always, hello there!
Always be open to yes.
That's right. Yeah, you say yes, absolutely. And bring a brick.
What's bring a brick?
Bring a brick means that when you're in a scene, have something that you can build off of.
Mm.
So you want to?
I think I'd be good at that.
Yeah,
you bringing a brick.
You've brought bricks before.
Do I bring bricks?
Oh, you bring bricks. You're a good bringer. Don't kid yourself. So there's this thing, and I showed
that's
Darren before we
masonry background.
Before
what
we stepped into the Capriati studio to give you this this podcast.
Yes,
and thanks
some
for
strange
listening.
Goings on in the neighborhood.
Thanks for listening and downloading and liking and subscribing and all of that stuff. You guys are only fantastic.
What the hell's going on with your neighbors?
So I don't know what's going on. So there's this house that's, would you say that's catty corner from here? Is that
Kitty Wampus?
Is that what the term is? So that house is for sale. No one's living in that house.
Okay, that's good to know.
And they've been working, banging away for a while in that backyard.
How long?
Well, it tends to be whenever I want to take a nap. That seems to be when they want to work in the
backyard.
So
last couple days?
Well, yeah, all the last couple days I haven't been here, but... They've been working on some sort of damn project in the backyard. Now, keep in mind, as we're doing this show for you, today is January the 10th. And as Darren mentioned kind of at the outset here, we're about to get pounded with a winter storm.
That's what they're saying.
Worst storm so far of the season.
Right.
So they built this structure back there. They have a massive tarp, and there's some guy back there, some yahoo. Again, no one lives in that house, and he's pouring water from a hose into it.
Now, is he authorized to do that?
I don't know who this guy is, but are they building like a skating rink in someone's backyard where no one lives?
Is there going to be Winterfest in the backyard?
Well, I mean, that's kind of charming and also annoying. I don't know what's going on. Because it kind of looks like they're putting a pool together.
Ice skating, hot chocolate, and swinging.
You had the same idea I had. It's like, it looks like a pool, but you wouldn't be filling a pool up with water.
Not this weekend.
Not in January, usually, and certainly not when we're hours away from Death Storm 2020, right? So I'm very confused.
Well, keep an eye on it. I know you will.
Yeah.
You won't really have any choice.
Right?
Raji!
Very puzzled by the lot of it. Hey, we used to do a segment on the old show, Escape from Wisconsin. I got a couple of Wisconsin stories I wanted to get into here before we get into the top five things you need to know. Is that cool?
Mm.
These stories come to us from America's Dairyland, Wisconsin.
Is that where they have the diseased bear jamboree?
Yeah, no, right off by Fond du Lac over by there. Our first Wisconsin story...
I think that's held in several locations.
Wisconsin man is
a franchise.
Wisconsin man. Now this is over by Aaron Racine. Yeah, I hate her. Wisconsin man under arrest for an alleged assault on a woman, which included the use of ranch dressing. Racine police say 53-year-old Maurice Thomas got into an argument with the woman at her home, leading to Thomas grabbing her by the throat and pushing her against a wall. At some point, he said to have grabbed ranch from a table and doused her over the head with it. A witness called police who reported finding the woman covered in ranch dressing from head to her waist. He's now facing charges of stalking, burglary, and skipping bail.
If you had to be covered in a salad dressing, which one would you choose?
Oh, I would say ranch for sure. Ranch makes everything better except domestic assault. Even here, I don't think it really improves anything. How about you? What would your dressing be?
I don't know that I want anything that creamy. I might go with like a nice Italian dressing.
Too sticky.
I don't know that it's going to be that sticky.
You're so sticky.
If you want it.
Got some wasp spray. Is that a salad dressing? If you want it. Then there's this story from, this is over by there in Whitewater, yeah, hey? English teacher is in trouble. Cited for defecating in a public park for 2 years. Now, I think that means multiple times over 2 years.
Not,
it wasn't just...
Not a case of diarrhea.
No, right. 2 years of pooping, you get that looked at.
Losing a lot of electrolytes.
They asked him why he did it, and his answer was Jeffrey S. Churchwell, who, after they found out about the decision was made that maybe it would be best if he retired from his position there at the Milton School District.
Not really school-related, though.
They asked him, why did you do this? And he said, I was just being an idiot. He did it for convenience and, he said, to be disrespectful. I was just being an idiot, you know.
It's easy to the park?
It's easy to poop in the park. And also, I wanted to be disrespectful. He's going to have to pay $365 in fines, plus $7,505 in restitution to the Public Works Department, who had to clean up for him. The Janesville Gazette reporting that it found out about
how much
the case,
of that really goes in their pockets, though? I mean, the guys that were actually cleaning it up.
I would.
You think there's already some sort of bump in pay, or?
Well, they have to clean up poop in parks anyway.
Yeah, but
right?
Like bear poop.
Right? Not retiring English teacher poop?
Who should know better?
Yeah, if I'm working for the Whitewater Public Works Department, I say we take that $5,700
and put it on the Packers.
That goes on the slush fund, is what I say. We have a nice little party to watch the Packers hopefully lose to the Seahawks this weekend.
Who do you got,
Packers, Seahawks? Who do you like in that one?
I don't know why the Packers should feel good about that, quite frankly. I don't think they're that good.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. Aaron Rodgers is 36 years old. Pretty soon, they're going to be really bad again for a long time.
Doesn't look like he's having a lot of fun.
No, he's never looked like he's had a lot of fun.
No. He doesn't like to have fun. That's why he's dating that Danica Patrick.
Are they still a thing?
I think they are.
This guy has been pooping outside of and on a building in the Natureland Park in the town of Whitewater. Sometimes pooping several times a day.
There's a certain freedom.
Shine, sweet freedom, pooping in the park. Authorities caught this knucklehead in October when a deputy spotted his vehicle and he stopped him as he drove into the park.
No, that's the car. That's it.
We got our pooper. Yeah, hater.
Just let nature take its course and we've got him.
That day, sheriff's deputies had already spoken to a worker there who was complaining about someone defecating on a park building and leaving used toilet paper behind.
Well, we were suspicious. Yeah, you should be suspicious in any park if someone's bringing their own roll of toilet paper.
Well, now you can't.
That's dead giveaway.
You can't blame it on a dog if you're wiping your butt and leaving the toilet paper. How is taking a crap in a park and driving to a park and wiping your butt in the park, how is that more convenient?
It's not convenient, but you're sticking it to the man.
Well, he said he did it for convenience and to be disrespectful. So the sticking it to the man, I get.
Well, maybe he doesn't have a functioning toilet.
It is Whitewater. It's a good point. It's just more convenient for me. The worker showed deputies photos from trail cameras that showed a man defecating in the park.
He's the one holding the toilet paper.
The pictures also showed this guy's car parked nearby and a partial plate number. That was used to identify the perp. When the deputy pulled him over driving into the park, the retiring teacher said, "Well, I don't know why you're stopping me." Deputy said, "Well, would it help if we showed you pictures of why you're being stopped?" That's what
it might.
That's
what do you got?
That's when Churchill hung his head low and said, "Going to the bathroom." Asked what that meant and if it was a park bedroom, Churchill responded, "A number two." He also acknowledged that he occasionally will defecate in the park on his way to school.
Listen. There's no reason that you need to give up more information than you need to. Just answer the questions.
He wrote in a letter the day after his arrest.
With his poop?
He wrote the sheriff's deputy who stopped him and apologized. And says he realizes now he made a mistake.
Signed, I pee freely. See what I'm still doing?
Well, if he had just taken a whiz, no one would care.
A.K.A. the fudge maker.
"I'm so disappointed in myself," he said in this email. "I have the great opportunity to teach political rhetoric. In this class, I stress the importance of involved citizenship, and then there I am being a lousy citizen." He said he was sickened by his hypocrisy. The email continues, "As well, after really thinking about why I did why I did..."
You really shouldn't be all that disappointed in yourself.
"I came to the conclusion that I allowed my thrill-seeking, self-indulgent pride and ego both to get the best of me."
That's the thrill. Not skydiving.
Yeah, that's a great point, Darren. You want a thrill?
Not skydiving, not bungee jumping.
Jump
pooping in the bushes.
Jump out of a plane. You might poop a little there doing that too. It happens.
Bring a roll of toilet paper.
Completely natural to be that scared. But if you pooped your pants on your way down at a tandem jump, I'm sure the guy that is like doing the tandem jump with you would be like, "Happens all the time. Don't worry about it, bro."
That's why you paid the deposit.
That's why.
You already paid for the suit deposit. Don't worry about it.
You're not getting that back. Clearly.
Sleeveless Steve will clean it up down on Earth. He'll clean it up.
Remember when you asked when you got your jumpsuit why that guy in that back room is always in such a bad mood? Now you know. You want to do the top five things?
Tipping is not allowed. The Dave, I can't tip the guy who cleans the suit. We'd rather you didn't.
No.
We'd rather you didn't.
He knows why.
He's working hourly. The Dave and Darren Top poop. 5 Things podcast.
Diarrhea poop.
Is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street.
You think you have a crap job?
Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesdays through Friday from 10 till 5:30, and then Saturday.
What a couple of sophisticated gentlemen we are.
When do we say that? Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry is locally owned and operated. Okay. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. If you're there and you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. And with the purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. If you'd like to reach out to the text line, please do so. What's the text line number?
470-23-NACHO.
And today it happens to be brought to you by the Quad Cities River Bandits. Don't miss the River Bandits charity hot stove dinner.
Hello, everybody.
And the silent auction that's going to be going on at Modern Woodman Park on Wednesday, January 29th. It is featuring Quad City Royals Senior Vice President and General Manager and Moline native Dayton Moore.
When the hell does the baseball season begin anyway?
Who are the Quad City Royals?
Soon. Kansas City Royals. Did I say Quad Cities Royals?
Yeah, I'll play it back for you. That's okay. What you said.
Kansas City Royals. Okay, they're a Major League Baseball team.
I'm familiar with them.
Yes, that's who it is. Okay. So he's kind of a big deal. The senior vice president and general manager of the Kansas City Royals.
Okay, well, I like that.
He's probably got nice seats to the football game this weekend.
That's at Arrowhead, isn't it?
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. The doors are open to the public. It's $60 per person, $50 if you're a season ticket holder. Doors open at 5:30, dinner at 6:30, the program at 7 o'clock. For more information, contact joe@riverbandits.com or call 563-333-2768. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their homemade tuna, their homemade recipe made fresh daily. You're going to love it and turn whatever your favorite sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And if you're there at Capriati's on 53rd Street, make sure you mention Nacho Radio when you're making your order, and you will receive a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
Should I just straight up ask that guy what he's doing in the backyard?
What are you doing?
Hey, what's going on here? Why are you filling up what looks like a little pool? But it's only like a foot off the ground, right?
What if he's like, what's it to you?
See, that's what I'm afraid of. Yeah. I can't handle that kind of rejection.
No. I live
Number
here.
One. What?
I get rejected and then I live here?
I got to walk back into my stupid house after getting rejected in my backyard?
I could go do it because I'll just leave.
That's true.
Could go ask him.
All right. Would you mind?
Hey,
buddy, what's going on back there?
How should I ask him? Like, what the hell do you think you're doing?
What the Sam Hill are you doing, son? Say it just like that.
Having a party?
Having some sort of water party? It's just a big gray tarp that he's filling up in this structure that's a foot off the ground, and it looks like it's taking up half the
backyard. Maybe he's not being asked to. Maybe this is not someone who's been building the structure. Maybe this is someone who's been watching from a distance, and he decided to get involved in some hijinks, and while these people are off...
That's the most troubling part, is no one is living in that house. To the best of my knowledge.
Do you want me to call the cops?
No, there's nothing illegal about...
You don't know that.
I just don't know what the hell he's
doing. You don't know that. It could be illegal.
I don't know that. What if all that water...
There's no zone. I don't know that there's zoning in this neighborhood for a skate rink.
No, there most certainly is not. You can't have a skate...
I mean, if you're going to be opening it to the public, certainly not.
No, we already have Frozen Landing in this town. We don't need another one.
Well, it gets crowded.
Number one... The Art of Seduction has a new war paint. Escort debuting what they call sex-proof makeup for sex workers. This is a new cosmetic line.
To not smear.
Yeah, I
No, I have, no smudging.
I have a lot of questions. Hull Cosmetics, spelt H-E-A-U-X, Hull Cosmetics, has a new line of sex-proof makeup.
It can withstand the grinding.
An escort-turned-guidance counselor who calls herself the Ho Mentor tells the New York Post, quote, "A lot of makeups claim they're long-wearing, and you might be able to get through a cocktail with them, but not a blowjob."
Cocktails?
Not a blowjob or a hot shower. When someone books an overnight appointment with you, they expect you to still be hot in the morning, as unrealistic as that is. So having makeup that is still on when you wake up is massive.
I didn't know that there were that many hooker overnighters. Is that a thing?
I don't know. None of this...
Don't most people kind of want you gone?
This was great. I need you to leave the room now.
Please.
Isn't that the whole point of being with a prostitute?
Yes.
Just spend the night?
Right.
Isn't that the whole point?
That's what I'm paying for. I'm not paying for the sex. I'm paying for you to leave.
The leaving.
That's what I'm paying for. The leaving.
The leaving is the greatest part. Collection of 25 different products includes lipstick, eyeliner, and eyeshadow.
That's got to be some of the dumbest money you've ever spent. Paying for someone to stay? Because they're going to charge you additional to stay.
When I buy a prostitute for the night, I want her to look as good on her way out as she did on the day coming in. And I want her to sleep in my room.
That's about as dumb as buying the warranty at Best Buy.
This is what it is. This is sex worker extended warranty stuff.
That's just stupid.
All right, I'll give you a rub and tug for $100. For an additional $25, I'll stay the night and my makeup will look good in the morning. Oh, I'll pass on that.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in that.
No one checks that box.
If you leave, according to one of the people they're working for, Ho Cosmetics, again, H-E-A-U-X, if you leave lipstick on the collar of a client, it could potentially ruin his entire life if he's married, or it could be a sex scandal.
It sure seems like back in the day, when we were kids growing up, there was a lot more lipstick being left on the collar than there is now. Am I wrong about that?
Well, I think that was the only way people got caught having affairs. That was before text messaging.
Right, because everyone smoked, so everyone smelled like smoke. Mm-hmm. Even if you didn't smoke, you smelled like smoke.
Right.
And you probably smelled all perfumed up anyway. Yeah. I suppose there wasn't as much of a trail left behind, was there?
One of the hookers says she knows the cost personally. She once lost out on a fortune when a Randy billionaire showed her the door because of her perfume. She says he was absolutely beyond wealthy and allergic to perfume. I forgot, and when I met him, he started wheezing, sneezing, and coughing. He never called me again. And when you're that intimate, you can't take chances like that with health and allergies.
Now, this is the hooker turned guidance counselor, right?
This is according to someone who goes by the name of Dupra.
Do you think that is the course of action for the most part, or do you think it's the other way around? That there's more hookers that turn into guidance counselors, or guidance counselors that turn into hookers?
I think hookers into guidance counselors is probably more likely. I think a guidance counselor's number one job is to make sure people don't become hookers.
Well, no.
So the sad irony of they themselves becoming... everyone I counseled is in a great
career. I'm becoming a hooker, so you don't have to. That's how committed I am to this guidance counseling.
Wow, way to take one for the team.
Oh, I took more than one for the team.
They've been obsessively, Dupra says she's been obsessively researching the beauty industry for years to create her long wear products, which range in price from $18 to $80. Imagine this. Imagine, like, your little girl comes home from the mall, and you open up the bag, and she's brought home cosmetics for prostitutes.
So there, you've got this cosmetic. There's also some rules with some of the hookers, including no anal sex. So it's no smudge, no fudge.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
I wasn't sure if you'd approve of that one or not. There are some rules. The Zing of the Day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Not in my eyes, eyeliner.
No, not in my eyes.
Number two, there's a pair of first cousins that could be going to prison. Because they're having a baby. Michael Lee.
I want to be a first cousin's baby.
I wish my parents were cousins. I'd be a little baby. Michael Lee and Angela Pyeong can hardly wait for the birth of their first child, even if it results in them spending time behind bars. You see, this husband and wife live in Eagle Mountain, Utah.
Uh-huh.
Pyeong's father is the older brother of Lee's mother. Since the baby's existence is proof positive that these two have had sex, they could face a fine of up to $10,000 and 5 years in prison.
Boy, that's rough.
That's because in Utah, intercourse between cousins is illegal.
Where is it legal?
I was going to say, if it's not legal in Utah, it's not legal anywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Why do they have to specify Utah?
If Utah frowns upon it, I imagine everyone does. The reason there are laws that you can't bang your first cousin is because of the fear of birth defects.
Right.
Non-related couples, there is a 3-4% chance of a birth defect.
Yes.
If you're related, cousins, the chance of having a genetic disorder is 4-7%.
Well, that's not that high.
Not as high as you would assume.
No,
right? I would assume if you had sex with a cousin...
Yeah, I was thinking... I was looking more like at 40%.
Yeah, I would just assume it would be like that scene in V where the normal baby comes out and then the lizard baby comes out.
That's not the case. So this is what they've been telling us. all our lives.
Well, but with good reason. You still shouldn't be banging your cousin and hoping to knock her up. I mean...
Well, who says anyone was hoping for anything?
Well, they're married, and they're very excited about...
Oh, they're married? Now, how can you get married? Well, isn't that part of the problem?
Utah, man.
What kind of Utah...
You can get married, but you can't have sex, I guess.
That sounds like Utah.
38-year-old...
And all that jazz!
38-year-old parents-to-be are going to be on an upcoming episode of the Wii TV show called Extreme Love. They're very confident that the little boy they're going to have in May will be healthy and happy. They've done tests to rule out any sort of disability. She's 5 months pregnant, and she says, "We had done our due diligence because everyone was saying to us, no, don't do that. It's so risky and irresponsible. We did the genetic testing and found out it was okay for us to parent together." Controversial couple, it says, you really should mind your own business when it comes to their marriage. They tied the knot in Colorado, where I guess in Colorado you can marry your cousin.
My buddy Slaughter was hanging out with Charles Barkley last night.
What?
And this is a little message that he sent to...
Where was this?
My buddy's wife. Okay. I don't know where it was. But
the Charles Barkley? That's fantastic. Is Slaughter a vegetarian?
No, I don't think that's what Charles was saying. He was saying people that don't like sports is like vegetarians.
I see. Okay.
That's not a real thing.
That's fantastic.
Not a big sports fan. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline. Sounded as though Charles had had a few drinks.
He does like to have fun.
Yeah, he does. 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. Great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. You'll have access to everything we've done, including specialty programming, and we will have a patrons-only show coming up soon, so become a patron today. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, birthday party, tailgate, maybe it's a skating party.
I say y'all having a good time out there. Yeah, yeah,
maybe some sort of graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. They can take care of it for groups of all sizes. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. I got mustard all over the Capriati's.
Yeah, you did. What are you doing?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it gets... Sometimes I eat in the car. Mention Nacho Radio.
I had mustard all over the drive shaft of my car this week.
Did you?
I put extra mustard on, and then I couldn't wait to get home, so Fatty had his hamburger there in the parking lot,
yeah.
And then I looked down, there's just goddamn mustard all over the drive, the stick.
I had mustard on some brats, and and then I don't know what I did. I look over, and the brats are rolling around on the seat next to me. It's just... Well, when you're at Capriati's, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I've never once eaten Capriati's in a car.
Oh, I have. I tell you what.
Yeah.
And it's not... Yes, because I will have the oil and vinegar on my Italian sandwich.
Ah.
And
when in Rome.
It can turn into a thing. Mm. It can make the driving a little bit treacherous when you've got all that oil on the steering wheel.
I suppose I shouldn't pat myself on the back too much, because the reason I don't eat Capriati's in the car is I live like a minute away.
Yeah, it's still kind of hard to wait.
Number three.
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 And sometimes...
Well, I guess it's just willpower.
And sometimes I'm trying to eat... I'm trying to get rid of the evidence before I get home.
I got a baseball story that I think you'll enjoy.
All right.
Garrison Lassiter. Does that name ring a bell? Garrison Lassiter. Garrison Lassiter was a prospect for the New York Yankees organization. Okay. Do the Yankees have a team in the Midwest League? They don't, right?
No.
This guy was playing high A ball.
As opposed to playing...
Never made it above high A, I guess. Career batting average for Garrison Lassiter. Career batting average in the minors, it was .244.
Okay, not the best.
No.
Although apparently batting averages don't mean anything anymore.
No.
I tend to think they do.
Well, I think there are other weighted stats that one should look at. Yes. But yes, I agree. This guy is now suing the Yankees.
Because?
Because he says Derek Jeter ruined his career.
In that he didn't let him play?
He's suing for $34 million. And he says Derek Jeter derailed his career as a shortstop. Because he says Jeter was afraid of the competition. This lawsuit, Garrison Lassiter used letters,
been somebody,
newspaper clippings, and scouting reports to weave a strange tale of conspiracy that he says was launched against him.
Uh-huh.
To, he says, protect the career of one Derek Jeter, saying that it was blatantly obvious that Jeter controlled the Yankees organization, and he insisted Yankees employees libeled and slandered Garrison Lassiter to other teams, preventing him from ever making it to the big leagues.
Didn't want the competition.
All of this was to protect the career of the mighty Derek Jeter. Lassiter acted as his own attorney after putting himself through law school. He now says he's broke and has to sleep in his car. He burned through the $675,000 signing bonus the Yanks gave him back in 2008. He's now 30 years old. He's suing the Yankees because he says he wanted to get what he deserved for the interference and lost years of his pro career. In all capital letters, he wrote to several major league teams, I cannot get on the field due to the New York Yankees trying to control my career. I'm the only baseball player that will stand up to the New York Yankees. So yeah, he is suing for all of this money. He wants millions of dollars. Now, the lawsuit was dismissed in May by a judge.
Aaron Judge?
So then, he decided, I'll go after the Reds. Lawsuit gets tossed. This is a .244 hitter. He then decides to sue the Reds for $1.635 million.
Even better.
The equivalent of 3 years of major league minimum salary. Lawsuit was filed at the North Carolina... training complex owned by Ricky Prohl for some reason. Lassiter signed with the Yankees over a college football career.
I don't know why we have to drag Ricky Prohl into this.
Well, he's suing them too because he says Ricky Prohl's facility failed to get him an NFL tryout.
What?
In a letter that he wrote to Texas Rangers...
I'm also suing the estate of Burt Parks.
Punitive damages. My socks and my shoes.
I was never allowed to be Miss America.
In a Hail letter married to the Texas Rangers general manager John Daniels in January of 2018.
Now he's going after the Texas Rangers?
Lassiter's wrote, quote, I'll never play for the New York Yankees, a team that doesn't understand the importance of giving respect to the players that helped the organization win. These are the facts, big dog. Spelt D-A-W-G. Wow. So if you're looking for a lawyer, can I recommend? Here's what some of the scouts had to say about him. Good size, but lack of footwork will keep him from playing shortstop.
He's also suing Star Search, even though he was never on it.
People are saying here in the Yankees organization, Lassiter was a nice kid, but he was never high on the Yankees playing time priority list. Right, of course not, because Derek Jeter wouldn't
no, you guys were you guys were way. Set in your ways, weren't you?
The die was cast, wasn't it?
Number four.
Have Thurman Munson killed.
You can say whatever you want about the New York Yankees. They do a fair amount of respecting the players that help the organization win. They do a pretty decent job of that. If you help them win, they take care of you, though, Yankees do.
Gee, Mickey.
Right? Love this story from Alabama. Flowood, Mississippi. These two look like they could
Flowood.
Flowood.
Flowood, Mississippi.
These two look like they could be Zeke Mack.
Yeah.
It might be them. It's not, though, because I have their names. And
it's not Zeke Mack.
No. These guys got arrested earlier this week trying to cash in fake lottery tickets at the Mississippi Lottery Commission.
Made them ourselves.
Well, this is fantastic. Monday morning, Flowood police got a call from the Mississippi Lottery Corporation. 920.
A Mississippi lottery.
First place in the Mississippi lottery is you get to leave Mississippi. That's like their Powerball. You get to leave Flowood. That's the prize they all dream of, and no one ever wins it. Cops got a call at 9:20 on Monday morning about two men trying to pass a fake lottery ticket. These guys brought in a $100,000 ticket, a ticket that they had altered by gluing the winning numbers onto the ticket that matched the prize. Well, wait a minute. These tickets here, these numbers on this losing ticket are the tickets that we need on that. Why don't we just cut them out and glue them?
Don't they typically like scan the lottery tickets?
Yes, Darren, that's the first thing they do.
Yeah.
They altered the ticket by gluing
the winning numbers. We didn't know that. In our defense, we didn't know that.
Otis Latham and Russell Sparks, both of Columbus, Mississippi, now charged with conspiracy to commit felony and uttering...
Check it out. Here comes Odom and Russell again.
Uttering counterfeit instrument over $1,000. Latham also charged, by the way, with having a fake ID. He's 47 years old and he's got a fake ID. Well, being held in the jail down there with no bond. Expected to go to court at some point. You know, we could just sit around.
And no prospects.
We could just sit around and wait for the lottery numbers to come up.
Or we
can make
it
happen. It
was probably a maximum $10,000 game on top of it. I don't know.
Five.
I don't know why people just don't glue on the winning numbers.
You know what we did, Otis? We beat the system. This is genius.
Now we're in the system.
I don't see any way this thing could backfire.
I don't know why everyone doesn't do this.
This is an elegant plan is all this is. Finally, we go to New England. This is in Maine. Bath is the name of the town in Maine. 88-year-old man keeps getting attacked by foxes.
I'll take that as a compliment.
You really shouldn't. 88-year-old Norman Kenny says these foxes keep attacking him.
Now who's on the run?
And he doesn't know why. And he just wants to be left alone. The headline here, Bathman. Again, the guy lives in Bath, Maine, all right? Right. Bathman fought off rabid fox, attacked again. 88-year-old Norman Kenny was like, why won't these foxes leave me alone? What is it about me? He is the retired fire chief. He says, well, you know what? I'll let our friends at Channel 13, WGME, tell the story so you can hear it, Norman, in his own beautiful words.
I was afraid he was going to get loose and really chew me up.
Tonight at 5:30, attacked by a fox again. A Midcoast man is forced to fight off a potentially rabid animal with his cane, and this isn't the first time.
As CBS 13's Taylor Cairns explains new at 5:30, the most recent encounter comes just months after a similar incident.
So when the door closed, I heard this little pew.
88-year-old Norman Kenny just came home from the store when he encountered something he never thought would happen.
I looked and it was a fox starting to come to me.
Or should I say, happen again.
And he got me by the pant leg, this left leg. He was grabbing at that.
In less than 4 months, this retired Bath fire chief has battled two fox.
I managed to get my left foot on its neck.
The first time, back in September, Kenny was able to kill the rabid fox with his foot. But on Friday...
And here I am in the middle of that dryer trying to beat it off with this cane.
Easy.
Easy.
The second fox...
I think I know why they're coming to you, Norman. I think I know what it is they're looking for.
This guy's giving free hand jobs.
10 puncture wounds in this hand.
Scratching and biting Kenny all over his hands and face.
He must have grabbed onto it, and it's a wonder he didn't get the eyeball and pull the eyeball out.
Kenny says he was saved by a neighbor who helped wrestle the fox off of him. Bath police came minutes later and killed the fox. Police say the animal is being tested for rabies today, and they're hoping a cold winter will kill off any others that are infected.
So they say, what is it about you? Why do these foxes keep attacking you? And he goes,
hey, foxes.
I wish I knew. Because I don't know what it is about me they find so irresistible. You don't hear about fox attacks, really.
Not a lot. Got such a supple wrist.
There's your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads. Cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, and more. Voted the greatest sandwich in America. And now the Bobby you can get grilled. Anytime, of course, is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And if you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio and you will get a medium sub and you'll only pay for the price of a small one. We'll be back.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Yeah, no. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing, downloading, and leaving comments. Telling your friends and all the rest that you do. Thanks so much for supporting the podcast. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on. Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock on. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.